out. The official album comes out September 1st, and then once it's officially out, it'll be on your normal iTunes, Rhapsody, Amazon.com, MP3,
all of
eMusic, all of those, yeah, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
All right.
I'm cool. An old school CD kind of person, though, so I prefer the CD.
Sweet. All right. So let's get ready to hear some music from you guys.
Comfy zone. Jess is sitting on the ground. She's ready. Neil, are you ready?
Morning, Chris.
Ready to go.
Chris. Our newest
All right.
gadget.
All right.
Bass player.
Welcome, welcome.
And in the corner.
No, sulking in the corner. Oh,
hey,
this is sad.
He's
all like moving.
He couldn't bring his drums because this is an acoustic set, so he has today been our water boy.
You know, actually, I saw an acoustic set by Silver Scent Pickups, and their drummer brought one of those, like, eggshells kind of things, and he just, like, shook that for his drums. So, I mean, yeah, definitely, yeah.
A djembe.
A what?
One of them a djembe.
A djembe? Well, what's a djembe? Oh.
It's like a big drum, kind of like little tom-toms, but just one big one.
Oh, okay, okay.
But we kind of rented it from Guitar Center, the buy and return.
See, don't announce that. What is your problem?
Look, no, we're actually going to buy a permanent one, though, because we have a set at Hot Topic coming up. And,
right.
And we're doing more and more acoustic sets, so it's become critical that we kind of need one of those.
Yeah.
Right, right,
so
okay.
So that Dave doesn't have to just twiddle his thumbs or start slapping his thighs instead, right?
Oh.
All right. So, again, the song is called Deal Breaker. This is the acoustic version. It is off of our new CD called Because I'm Not Myself, You See, and we are a Goodbye Gadget. And we'll see if we're ready to go. Did you say it? In my mind, I think that I must be mistaken. Could it be an awful truth I didn't know? That I wasted all my time and there you go. Why did I believe that? If I just waited for your move, you'd want forever with me till you'll be giving us a single drink. Thank you.
Deal breaker. Awesome job, you guys.
We have some of us plugged in, some of us not plugged in, some of us on the floor, some of us in chairs.
Poor man style, pretty much.
Yeah, we're hoping it sort of came through okay.
Yes. And some of us, like Paige, who's sneaking a peek at the other CDs in here.
Oh.
Yeah, we still have our drummer, even though he's not playing, obviously.
No.
Are you going to come around and talk, Paige, or are you just going to scan?
Yeah, come say a couple words, please.
Yeah, you get to come here and talk.
This is your moment to shine.
You look so sad in there. I feel bad. Come on the mic for a little bit.
Oh.
Oh, harsh words.
We're very happy to have Chris. He is the bass player for Goodbye Gadget.
Thank you.
You know, last time we were in here, we announced that we didn't have a bass player, and we were looking.
That's
so
right,
we're
yeah.
Happy to actually say we have found Chris, who is a bass
player. I'm totally happy to be with you guys.
Aww.
I feel like I found my new home.
Aww. We have a heart.
Let's all make little hearts.
We're making little hearts with our hands.
Feeling the love. And seriously, Chris is amazing. Bass player and personality-wise, he fits us very well.
Sweet, yeah. I'm glad the guys finally got a bass player. I know you've been
searching
for a while.
And we love our fill-ins. They were amazingly awesome, but it's very, very hard to book consistent shows not knowing who's going to be able to play with you or go on tour.
Or just, like, changing, because, like, that changes, like, you know, like how you guys, like, work together and stuff,
yeah.
too, right? So,
It's tough. So luckily we have a lot of really good friends, and even, you know, with the recording on the album,
mm-hmm.
we had a friend help us, so it's really great. We've been looking for, a year?
A year, yeah.
It's like we finally got together with Neil joining us and bringing the whole keyboard aspect of
right.
what the new album has, and Chris, you were the missing piece. You complete me.
What's that game? Those little games that you slide the blocks out. And you slide
Jenga?
The weapon.
Jenga.
Oh, Jenga.
I feel like we're like a complete Jenga puzzle now.
Sweet.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and up next, we have a song off of their EP, Because I'm Not Myself, You See. This is Bitter Freedom. Check it out and see what you think. And keep watching right here, too, 95.5 KSJS. We're going to hear more from Goodbye Gadget later on. All right, 90.5 KSJS. You just heard Rancid with Last One to Die. Before Rancid, you had Mute Math with The Nerve. And again, earlier, you heard Goodbye Gadget's song, Bitter Freedom, off of their EP, Because I'm Not Myself, You See. And you guys have a couple upcoming shows, right? So, you want to maybe talk about them a little bit?
Yes, we do.
All right.
Are we going to go in order?
Just go ahead.
We have a show, acoustic set at Hot Topic in Concord, Sun Valley Mall, October 22nd. So we'll be doing some acoustic interpretations of the song.
Sweet.
And a little longer. Actually, we'll be doing a much longer set than today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right around Halloween, so pick up your Halloween costume and check out the band at the same time.
Sweet, yeah. Perfect Halloween party.
Still in there, too.
So, bring candy. I'm sure they'll love candy.
We have a show before then, September 18th at the Red Devil Lounge. It's a battle of the bands. It's on a Friday. The time is unknown at this moment.
check our MySpace page.
And,
it's probably around like 7 or 8, and the thing about that show is you don't know when any of the Battle of the Bands are going on.
Oh.
We flip the dice when we get there to decide the order of the bands. So everybody wants to show up at the, you know, when the doors open, which
right.
is probably around 7 or 8 or something, and vote for us. So we can get lots of cool prizes. You're going to get a ballot, I think, when you go in. And there will be, like, three other bands that I'm spacing it. Company Car and Tokyo Raid, I think. I forget who else.
God, I suck.
Oh, no. I am horrible. But our MySpace will have all the details, and any details that are not on there will be added shortly.
Yeah, and that's at myspace.com/goodbyegadget?
Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
Sweet.
We also have our CD release show.
Cave? Why don't you speak?
No, Cave, speak finally.
Out from the corner.
Hi.
Speak.
Our senior release show will be October 17th at Bottom of the Hill. We'll be playing a show with Nerf Herder. And everybody knows but me, apparently, because I must have missed that.
I absolutely love Nerf Herder.
So I think doors are at 8:30, and we support headlines, so we go in second. So come out, have a drink, or two or three. Come party.
Get some cool merch. And those are just some of the bigger shows. We have a bunch of shows on our MySpace, so definitely check out the MySpace.com/GoodByGadget. We're on Facebook, too, but apparently Facebook is not allowing bands yet to do the Facebook.com/GoodByGadget.
No, because it's not Twitter.
That's what it is. It's because you can't have your
I'm on Twitter.
Satisfied.
I am on Twitter, Jeff Gadget. Oh. And what are you on?
I'm just Flava Pave.
Flava Pave?
Neil Breaker.
Neil Breaker. Oh, you two don't have a Twitter either?
Oh.
I don't tweet, sorry.
Dude, I don't tweet either. I have one. It's called Anna Gadget.
You got a tweet.
No, I know.
It's the best thing in the world.
I know.
You gotta be sweet.
It just seems like, does anyone really care that I'm eating a sourdough jack right now?
They might need breakfast suggestions, and you just might have it.
You know what? That's right.
The embarrassing one.
I might decide, you know what? I'm going to say where all the good Nicaraguan places are to eat.
I like to follow Mark Hoppus. His are hilarious. They're so funny.
Colbert has some like funny stuff on there, too.
Really?
Oh, you don't like Colbert?
I know.
That's someone that you're not stalking.
She only has the people she wants to stalk.
She's a total boring stalker. Yeah. What'd you do with Billy Idol?
That was a long time ago.
She stole his mail.
In real life. I didn't steal it. I almost stole it. I got a picture with it, and I put it back. And then I decided to steal it, but apparently he saw me on the video camera and came out and got it.
But that was a long time ago.
I don't think time changes that story.
Chris, are you a stalker of anybody?
No.
Okay,
if you could stalk anybody, who would you stalk?
I'm sure there's one or two people.
What famous person?
I don't know.
Scarlett Johansson.
Okay.
He just agrees.
Okay.
He just agrees.
Oh, come on.
Don't be afraid.
I know you
are. Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
He
has a man crush for Johnny Depp.
Nice. Right?
You would be a bottom for Johnny Depp.
Great. Thanks a lot, Jess.
Poor Babe. I think that's rated R for this season.
Okay.
No, just kidding. Just keep you on your toes.
This is college. This is where they're in baseball.
This is college. I mean, come on, really.
I'm really making an effort to watch it.
She's gotten us and folks in trouble before.
Oh.
Kind of like a Tourette's thing.
Man, this happens. Is Billy Idol thing and now
I know.
What's going on?
It's a Jess thing.
No. It's not dissing. Explaining who you are is not dissing.
Okay.
You're a stalker and swears.
Or, yeah, the stories they don't hear.
Oh.
Which you should probably hear at one of their shows. Not during one of your shows.
The problem is I start telling stuff that I realize I probably shouldn't be telling or I don't want to really be telling.
Mm-hmm.
It just comes out, and then midway through I'm like, crap, I don't want to be talking about this, and I have to stop.
You just like quickly change the subject. Yeah.
I almost said something else.
I know.
I caught myself.
Yes, you did.
Oh.
You did very well. I saw that little spot that you did there with the words. I just saw the little ching 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 up in your head like in one nanosecond. Ooh. All of a sudden the right word came out.
I just effort on everything I say right now.
Right. It's because some of us, we're just very comfortable with each other. We asked Chris, I said, if you're going to join the band, you have to notice all of us, Neil and Pave included, and Jess, we don't have a filter.
Mm.
We will say anything and we'll talk about anything. And you know what? Chris is now one of us. We know things about him we shouldn't know. So that's great.
Yeah.
But now it's all together.
Stay on the air.
Can we say anything on the air?
Yeah.
Bob listening is going to be along.
Did
you tell them?
Well, no.
No, don't. So, we won't go there. But yeah, it's just, it's good to be comfortable with someone.
Definitely.
It's really bad when you're on the road. This actually happened when Johan was helping out with us.
Ooh.
And I had some issues from something we ate.
I could see it. There she goes.
And I didn't want to actually
eat.
And he knew. But he's like...
Just wait, what did you eat? I just need to know. What did you
remember?
Eat? Something from the devil, because it really derailed some of our plans.
He was so sweet about it, too. He's like, I think we should find a restroom.
Oh, no.
I was embarrassed, but I'm like, you know what? We all know everything about everyone.
It happens, yeah.
I mean, when you're on a van after the 10th hour, you
need to, like,
in the morning.
Yeah.
There's no...
You're not hiding anything.
Right.
You're really not hiding anything. So anyway.
Yeah. Oh,